In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the third Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and as we just heard, the passage is about the meeting between the Lord Christ and the Samaritan woman. And of course, this passage is arranged for us today, because as you all know, the theme of the 50 days is about Christ and whom he is, and what is his work of salvation that he came to complete among us. So today we know about him that he is the giver of the living water. But today we are going to focus on another theme that we can observe in the life of the Samaritan woman. It is not without reason that the Bible mentions that she came to draw water at the time of the sixth hour, which is the noon time. This is not a common time for people to come to draw water, because this is a time when the sun is the temperature is the highest, and people usually try to avoid this. They come either early in the morning or maybe late in the afternoon. So she was coming at that time to flee from the people, not to want to meet with anybody. She knows there's something that she's doing which is not right. So today we are going to speak about fleeing. Sometimes we say fleeing is a virtue. You have to flee certain things in order for you to be safe. But also fleeing sometimes is a vice, is a sin, something that we have to look at our behaviors and see if we are doing any of these kind of negative or wrong fleeing. Fleeing, is it a vice or a virtue? Let us speak first about fleeing as a vice, as something wrong. The first kind of wrong fleeing is when we flee from God, or we assume that we can flee from God. This is what Adam did after he committed the sin and he ate from the tree. Then he went to hide, assuming that if he hides, then God is not going to see him. But actually, again, we all know that this was not true. His sense of fear and guilt and shame made him try to hide. Sometimes we do this. I do something wrong, and instead of going to God and admit it, I try to escape being in his presence. So the Bible is neglected. It reminds me with what I'm doing. The Father of Confession, I don't meet him anymore. He will remind me that what I did is wrong. I don't want to admit it. Or avoiding the church altogether. Maybe this will make my conscience to be calmed. Another example of fleeing God was, of course, Jonah the prophet. Jonah has his understanding of what his love is about, and love in his mind is about loving my people. If God would ask me to go to the Jews, I would welcome the task. But if he asks me to go to those people whom I call enemies, the Gentiles, then I will flee. I flee what task God wants to assign me. I don't like this kind because my love is still not complete. Atheism is a form of fleeing from the light, avoiding just the concept that God is present and he exists. Because if God exists, then I'm accountable, then I will stand before his throne one day and he will judge me. So what is the best way? I want to live the life away from him. Then I say to myself, I try to convince others to share with me, God does not exist, and then I am safe. As if like exactly a child closes his eyes and says, nobody sees me. Atheism is a form of fleeing from God. The second form of the negative or wrong fleeing is when we flee responsibilities. We are assigned certain responsibilities since the time we come and exist here on earth. God gives us many responsibilities we have to handle. One of the responsibilities that we have always to incur is the responsibility for my choices. Whenever I do something, then it is my responsibility. It's very common we see, even from the time of our forefathers, Adam and Eve, that instead of taking responsibility for my choices, I point finger at somebody else and say, he did it, she did it, he is responsible, she is responsible. The easiest thing is to blame others. And sometimes we go with this kind of fleeing responsibility into blaming God himself. you did not do what you're supposed to do, as if like we are more knowledgeable, wiser, we know best, and God maybe have forgotten something, or maybe he did not take something in consideration. One of the responsibilities that we should not flee at any time is the responsibility of our choices and their consequences. Also, there is a responsibility of trading with the talents that God granted to us. Every one of us is given something. Even for you being able to come to the church today, being able to walk on your feet, this is a responsibility. God granted you health. And then he is going to ask us, what did you do with it? We see in the parable of the talents how the man who was given, the steward who was given the one talent, what did he do? He went, he hid the talent in the ground, and he came back to his master saying, I was afraid. You are a cruel master. And that's why I wanted, in a way, to avoid your wrath, so not to waste the talent, then I hid it. When he was saying this, as if like he's saying, I'm not responsible for this, it is your bad temper, your cruelty, that made me not to trade with my talent. At the end of the day, my brethren, when we stand before God, we are responsible for everything that was granted to us. How did we handle our talents, and how did we trade with them? So the second form of negative fleeing is fleeing responsibility. The third one, fleeing as a vice, is fleeing confrontation. Sometimes, actually, it's a sin that when we flee confrontation. When? One example is when I flee confronting myself about the real reason of my suffering. A good example of this is King Saul. King Saul and his bride, he started to stray, go away from God. The Spirit of God departed from him, and an evil spirit start to like torment him. The only way for him to be able to get rid of this evil spirit is to confront himself about the good reason, the right reason, why I am in this status. The only thing is, I am leading a sinful life, I need to repent. And instead, what did he do? He started to find for himself a musician, somebody to play for me the harp. This might calm my temper and my nerves and make me feel better. While he was doing this, he was fleeing, confronting himself with the real reason of his suffering. How often we see this? Instead of saying to myself, I am suffering because of my mistakes and my misery is because of my choices, I say, maybe changing my friends, maybe going in a place of entertainment, maybe seeking thrills over and over and over. Maybe this is the reason why I am tired, I am bored, I am miserable. Here, there is a kind of fleeing. I am not defining the right reason, the good reason why I am suffering. Another example also of a person who fled confronting himself, unfortunately, was David in a certain time in his life. He committed two major sins, adultery, and he killed the husband of the woman that he committed sin with. And he stayed away from God for months, not even being like aware that I did something wrong, until Nathan confronted him and he told him, you are the man, you are the person who did this kind of sin. Fleeing confrontation is a kind of a vice sin. The fourth negative fleeing is fleeing from reality. It is now more than ever that we find people are running from reality. And now technology granted that you can live in a world that's all virtual, a fantasy. You can stay in it as much as you can. You may not actually come back at all. Just live in this kind of fantasy. Use another name, use a fake email, and do whatever you want to do over the web. It's a kind of fleeing. I do not want to live my reality. I want to find thrill and joy and pleasure my own way, away from where truly where I live. Another example of fleeing reality is what is known as the middle age crisis. People come in a certain age and then feeling like, I don't want to live this. I'm in my maybe 50s or something, and I feel like I am losing my youth. I'm not enjoying the health I used to have before. Then people go into some kind of like faking youth, dressing in a certain way, and acting like children, thinking that by this, then I will be okay. I will be a young person again. It's a kind of fleeing the reality that I am aging. It's a fact. I have to live this age and know what God is expecting from me in this age. Searching for security in more positions and more money, it's another fleeing from reality. Money will never grant me security. Money will never make me feel I am safe, I am content. It is like this water this woman was coming to draw from every day. The more I take, the more I am thirsty. The fifth kind of negative fleeing is fleeing from truth. Maybe this Samaritan woman was trying to convince herself that those people were the wrong people. It's not the relationship. I was not able to find the right man. Actually, the problem is the whole relationships were wrong. We hear this verse in the book of Revelation about those people who are going to spend their eternity away from God. And I want you to focus on the last group. The verse says, but outside the kingdom of God are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immorals and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. We might understand what does it mean to practice a lie, to flee a situation, to avoid an embarrassment. But what does it mean to love lie? Actually, again, if we think about it, we'll find that we live in a world now that really wants to avoid the truth. I do not want to see or hear anyone tells me that I am wrong. I'm doing something that's not right. I will do my very best to avoid those people or those kind of like books that might tell me I am wrong. Fleeing the truth, living in a lie and believing it, is a very common theme in this age that we live in. A good example is Ahab, king of Israel. He wanted to launch a war against Aram, and he was determined. So he brought his 400 false prophets to ask their counsel, should I go? They read him. They knew that he wants to go. They told him, go, God is with you. Lying to him, he knows that they are lying, and he was okay with it because he loves lies. I don't want anybody to tell me, no, this is wrong. And then King Jehoshaphat, that Ahab convinced to come with him to the war, told him, do you have anyone here in your kingdom that's a man of God we can ask his counsel? He told, I have one man, his name is Micaiah, but I hate him. Why do you hate him? Because he never speaks good to me. Always tells me something unpleasant. Unpleasant equals the truth. Micaiah came, asked him, should I go? Micaiah told him in a way, this is your end. If you go, you will be killed. What did he do, Ahab? He ordered the guards to take Micaiah to prison. He doesn't want to hear the truth. He fled the truth, went to his destiny. He was killed in the war as Micaiah prophesied. Very sad story, but very common as well. I do not want anybody to tell me this is wrong. Just tell me what I want to hear, not what I need to hear. So these are the five kinds of fleeing being a vice, is something negative, something wrong and sinful. And as we can see, they led all of those people who fled in this way to some kind of a disastrous consequence. So when is fleeing is a virtue, is a good thing to do. The first kind of fleeing as a virtue is when we flee to God, not away from Him. We hear this and we repeat this passage every day in our prayers as part of the litanies of the second watch of the midnight prayer. The person who prays says this, when I realize my many wicked deeds, I sat with myself and I realized how far I am from the commandment of God. And the thought of that awesome judgment comes to my heart, a tremble takes hold of me. Then, What should you do? And I take refuge in you, O God, the lover of mankind. I run to you. When I know that I am drowning in my sin, I take refuge in you. My prayer room, my Bible, when I sit at the Lord's feet, my church and my spiritual exercise and my monastery and my convent, all of those are places where we run to in order for us to find peace. Running away from God will never give us this kind of peace that we are aiming at when we think that we can really be away from His presence. The second kind of fleeing being a virtue, when we flee evil, we know this. We were raised to learn the stories about the Holy Family fleeing from the King Herod, who wants to kill the child, even though the king definitely is the creation of this child. But again, the lesson is to flee from evil, not to stand in front of him. Lot and his fleeing to the mountain when the angels came to destroy Sodom. Joseph and fleeing from his master's wife. He did not keep talking and flirting, knowing that this is not safe. Even if he's in control for a certain time, if he keeps staying with her, this is going not to be for his best interest. Fleeing offenses, places that we should not be at, discussions that we should not be engaged in, websites that we should never visit, all of these are kinds of fleeing evil. Going there, meaning I am setting myself to be hunted by my enemies. Sadly, most of the time, we are the ones who extend our hands for the enemy to put the chains around them. And we keep suffering. I learned something I should not have learned, and I acquired a habit I should not have acquired in the first place. Flee from evil. The third kind of the positive or the fleeing being as a virtue is when we keep safe distance with others. The Bible teaches us that we have to love each one. But love does not hinder us from having safe boundaries. The Lord Christ himself, there was a time he goes by himself to the mountain to pray. We have to be mindful of this. A person who introduces everyone to his very intimate zone, he will make himself actually vulnerable, and he will make himself liable for destruction out of the relationships. We have to keep the balance in our relationship with others. Too many people, too close, is not the safe choice to do. Have to apply discernment when I choose a friend. It should take much time to say, this person come to my very intimate zone of intimacy. This is something that should take careful thinking and consideration and years in order for any one of us to decide, this man really or this woman can be my best friend. So again, today we see the Samaritan woman fleeing from people, fleeing from her conscience, maybe fleeing from God. And we see her at the end changing this pattern, coming to meet Christ, who met her in her place of running away, returning her back to herself, to her people, preaching to them and telling them about the man who told her everything she has done. So again today, we ask the Lord to keep us always from evil, being always fleeing instead of fleeing to him, seeking him at all times in order for us to find in him refuge and rest. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.